Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Today's devotion is based on two scripture references. First, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. And also Luke chapter 8, verse 1. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. An author wrote, "Nothing travels faster than the speed of light, with the possible exception of bad news, which obeys its own special rules." The author was right. Bad news does travel fast. Bad news does obey its own special rules. It goes from person to person, house to house, and website to website. Brings people down, brings fear, dread, and gloom. Bad news is easily obtained, quickly spread, greedily consumed, and obsessively believed. The Bible identifies the source of all the bad news. All have sinned and have turned away from God. Sin deserves death and brings wrath. Death reigns in this sinful world. It's all true, and there's nothing we can do to change any of it. But the Sovereign Lord did change it. The Sovereign Lord designated a messenger, a prophet, a herald of good news, a Messiah of hope. This Messiah spoke through Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners." Good news, riches from heaven for the poor in spirit, healing for the brokenhearted, freedom and forgiveness for captive sinners, hopeless mortals released from darkness and death. Life and light has come. And then this divine Messiah spoke through his own human lips, "God's kingdom has come. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life." Jesus came not only to announce the good news, but to be the good news. He lived the good news. He died to accomplish the good news. He rose to life again to seal the good news. He speaks the good news in his powerful saving word. Sin is forgiven, and death is conquered in him, the Christ. Lord Jesus, all around I hear and read bad news. Let your good news of forgiveness fill my heart, that I may have the sure hope of salvation. Let this good news drive out fear and dread and gloom. Let your good news fill my mouth, that those around me may be lifted up. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.